Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and this podcast is brought to you by 42 Degrees with 4 convenient locations in Omaha.
Open 8 a.m. to midnight, 7 days a week by your mom's house. I'll see you there.
Listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
I want to thank LD in person for that cool cartoon you did this week. There's a new cartoon you can find on TNT videos and Facebook and Twitter and everything of the guy that called in, the 911 operator was driving drunk. And the background of that is amazing how you did that with it. Actual car driving and real background. Oh, now it's done. I mean,
well, the guy was driving drunk, and 911 operator.
No.
Was not driving.
And
drunk.
Then, of course, you have the black girl 911 operator in all kinds of dread hair.
Nine and a half toad Luke gave me a little.
Did he give
Luke gave me a little crap about that? I'm like, you know,
that's how she would look.
I was just
looking
going
for some hair.
That.
You're right. He gave you crap for that. You should do. Luke hasn't been on a cartoon yet, has he?
He was. There was a 100 years ago. It was the Black Round Table.
Oh, okay, but he calls.
I did a chunk of that, but I had not met him at that point.
But
he
calls in now, and one of his calls could be a cartoon because he's funny.
Oh, that one when he was talking to Richard the other day about passing out the barbecue sauce.
Oh yeah,
he had a dream where you're living it.
This is where you could really, really a gift, and he. He gave Richard, he said, the Jerry curl. Give Luke the Jerry curl. You work with him, so he might punch you. Who knows?
I talked with Michael. He thought you did well on patches, his elbow patches.
That's
on his
a quick shot of Michael. Yeah, Jerry, that coach.
He had one line, but.
You had to get him in there.
Yeah, I thought it was funny to get him added in
They're
there.
Very funny. Check them all out there. LD's here. Is Tony coming? Speaking of black guys?
He usually waits at the gate for someone else to come through.
Okay, he just stands there?
He's in a car.
Oh, okay, good.
You know. Yeah, so he doesn't look suspicious or anything.
Yeah, nothing suspicious about another car waiting at the gate at 5:30 in the morning.
Yeah, and he always dresses in black with a beanie. And not stereotyping, but he looks
And there's no lights at that gate.
No, I mean, no.
And the car is usually adorned with a University of Miami gear.
Exactly. So Tony and LD, we got comedian Ryan Hamilton and Craig Peters both in the studio later on this morning. Petey Mack to discuss the upcoming NFL playoffs once again. Brady's hand, is it hurt? Who knows? I don't care. I do care. Hope it's mangled and, you know, hope you put it in some machinery at the tool and die shop or something like that, you know.
Did you get this note from our law enforcement friend who lives out in western Nebraska?
I did see it. He said he's not against the Vikings because of you. He just was born a Packer fan. That guy?
No.
Another guy. Okay,
different guy.
Okay, got it.
It could be the same guy.
What'd he say?
But he's all for the Vikings. No, this is his 11-year-old daughter talking now.
Right.
His mentions his wife has big boobs and, wardrobe failures. Wife had to throw out a couple of bras anyway. 11-year-old daughter walks through the kitchen, says, "Giant bra in the trash. Not a band name, but sounds like their first album," and then walks out.
Oh, man.
Wonder where that came from, he said.
Yeah, sorry. Thanks for letting her listen.
At 11.
So I got home last night, and I had a couple hours by myself, and I wanted to not watch anything that would piss me off. So I turned on the Tom Cruise movie, American Made. It's really good. It's based on a true story. Of course, it kind of pissed me off because it proved to me that, you know, Reagan was totally involved with Iran-Contra, which we all know. People forget about that, scandal.
Yeah, well, we knew that at the time.
I know, but nobody cared, remember?
That's right.
Yeah. Whatever. But that just shows you the background. But it's based on a true story of Tom Cruise, who was a pilot for TWA, got recruited to help the CIA, ended up flying for Noriega and also Pablo Escobar, and making a lot of money. It's a cool movie, though. And Tom Cruise is really good in it. And I don't know who the girl is. His wife is pretty hot. But it's a funny movie. And it's a good movie, too. If you're looking for some escapism, check out American Made, which was in the theaters last year. But I read it's one of those movies people should revisit because it's really good.
I think I had a confused look on my face. I was thinking Tom Hanks.
Oh, and no,
I'm trying
no.
to pick what movie was he? I'm trying to...
Tom Cruise.
I was trying to figure out what movie was in that
Tom Cruise and American Made. Yeah. Cocktail. That was it. Cocktail. See, he's got his Miami sweatshirt on. Yeah. Tony's in the house. How you doing, bud?
Hey.
Who are you rooting for this weekend? I know you're against Jacksonville and Minnesota. There you go, because you're a good guy.
Well, because he's a Prince would want him.
Well, he's a Cowboy fan. He hates the Eagles.
Yeah, but Prince would want him to root for Minnesota.
The sweet one.
That's not Prince.
That's not Prince.
Yeah. Well, it's a knockoff.
It is a knockoff.
Yeah.
But you know, I like that.
It's an insult, actually.
I like that, dude.
To refer to the sweet one as Prince would be an insult to Prince.
I think he nails it. I like that.
Did you know that's the kid from like the first season of American Idol?
Yeah, he come.
Oh, that's
somebody told me, but I forgot.
Justin Guarini.
Yeah. That is
the guy who came in second to Kelly Clarkson.
Oh, I didn't know it was him.
Yeah.
Now I'm looking at it. I can see the face.
That movie that they did before Kelly and Justin.
Kelly and Justin.
That's
right?
Him.
Yeah, he won first. Yeah.
No,
yeah.
Well,
at least he's got a good gig.
Yeah, he's got a great gig.
I mean, because obviously he didn't make it as an actor or a singer that much. But
he's making some cash.
Oh, yeah. You're in a national commercial.
You're
making some
money.
Money.
Yeah.
That's
exactly.
Him.
That's him, but it's not actual size.
He's
actually bigger than that.
You know who has too much regular Dr. Pepper? Kelly Clarkson.
Yeah.
She's a big one.
And she don't use the diet.
No. She sucks
down the regular.
I saw some pictures.
She shoots the regular size. That's fat shaming. I'm sorry. But I like her. She's very hot. And she would be hotter if she wasn't so big.
I think it was at the Golden Globes they showed a picture.
Is that fat shaming too? I forget.
Of her and Steve Carell finally met.
Yeah, okay.
After the 40-year-old virgin scene.
Oh, yeah. Kelly Clarkson.
Yeah. Never met until just here at the Golden Globes 2 weeks ago.
That was ad-libbed by him. That scene. He just threw those names out, you know.
That's weird.
I know it is weird.
When that just comes out of your brain.
That's what I mean. It was an Kelly Clarkson. I forgot. That's a picture of them showing those two?
Yeah.
I like
her. Like on the red carpet.
I like
or
her. Relax. I'm just having fun.
She can sing.
She got great voice. Yes. Exactly. Craig Evans will be here in a little bit. We mentioned PD.
I saw her at her Tyler approved white.
Not just me approved. Everybody agreed. They all shook their
long,
heads.
Long time ago. Yeah. And then my daughter wanted to go to Kelly Clarkson, and I kind of liked her. I'll tag along. I'll take you to the Kelly Clarkson show.
I'll be the
show.
Creep in the front row.
Yeah.
Of course, you were younger then, so you weren't too creepy.
Actually, our boss, Whiskey Tom, was the creep in the front row because he was there with his daughter.
Okay, I hope so.
Yeah.
I hope he brought his daughter to that. All right, so yeah, we got Peters, we got Ryan Hamilton, we got Tony and LD, the new cartoons out there. Check out the movie American Made if you get a chance. Push, you were on the phone. Go check it out. The Tom Cruise movie American.
I want to see
it. I watched it last night. It's really good.
Yeah, I do. I want to see
it. And it's nonstop. Nonstop. Keeps you going the whole time. And it's a likable Tom Cruise, which I like it.
The new.
It's based on true story, too.
The new Fast and Furious movie hit HBO, so that's kind of on the top of my list.
Is it? Yeah.
Have you seen the Family Guy episode last week when he makes fun of all the. Oh, they are the best.
Oh, I need to see that.
Stewie watches all of them on the couch and just breaks them down. It's just hilarious.
In the order of from best to worst.
They watch it from best to worst.
Yeah, he doesn't watch them in sequence.
And I know that you Fast and Furious fans act like that's a homage. No, it's not. He's actually making fun. Yeah. It's bad stuff.
What did I see on. There's that Nothing But Trailers on Access TV.
I'll sit and watch that once in a while, yeah.
It's a completely unnecessary remake of...
what?
Overboard.
They remade Overboard?
Overboard, except it's Anna Faris in Kurt Russell's role.
So she's... she a...
What?
She's like a helper.
Is she a handyman?
Yeah, she's some kind of maid or something on a big yacht.
And who plays the upper-crust dude with gets amnesia then?
I don't know. No, she's the one that gets amnesia.
No, then if she's Kurt Russell, didn't get amnesia. If she plays Kurt Russell's role, It'd be the guy she hooks up with that would get amnesia. Goldie Hawn got amnesia. And Kurt Russell tells her, yeah. So you're watching,
yeah. Yeah, no.
If they flip the script, but just the
right, the dude gets amnesia. Right. Yeah.
I read a breakdown of the original Overboard, and basically what he was doing was raping her.
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah, that was
that's true. He was raping her.
There's a lot of sexual assault.
That's total sexual assault. She doesn't know who she is. He says, "You're my wife," and he bangs her for the whole episode, show, movie. Yeah, at the time, you're thinking, that's cute.
That's a cute premise.
And then now they're in love. And then,
now it's rape.
And now, I'll tell you who you really are. And
never mind those times.
Sorry about that rape.
So,
sorry about that rape.
You're right, because in this instance, she's basically raping him.
Yes, yes.
Certainly taking advantage of him.
Would you recognize that guy, that actor?
No, I didn't.
All right.
Yeah, not a big name.
But you'd recognize his face. Well, whatever. Is it called Overboard? They call it that?
Yeah, Overboard.
And it's coming out? Unnecessary.
Yeah,
because they nailed that first one.
April 20th.
The first one's kind of timeless, except for the rape stuff.
Yeah,
it is kind of timeless, but unless you really think about it, he's kind of he's raping her.
We weren't so concerned about being rapey back then.
That's a cute love story.
Different time.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, I don't think. Speaking of that, I see a headline here that's pissing me off. Justin Timberlake made peace with Janet Jackson and shows them at the Super Bowl a few years ago. Peace for what?
Yeah,
we know they were in cahoots.
Yeah, sure. And he
that
lied.
That was all planned.
Yeah.
He lied.
Yeah, he just lied.
Now, if they made peace, it's because he lied.
Yeah, because he lied.
And she's mad.
Exactly.
But I read that as they made peace like it was an accident and they both got yelled at. You're right.
He lied.
He lied.
That's why he was apologizing.
He lied.
Right. Yep.
He lied, and
we all know there was
I think they should bring her back for this Super Bowl, and she should reach over and pull one off his junk, and there'll be like a star on his dink.
Oh, I think.
Or a box.
Or she should
a box.
She should just whip them both out.
Right. Why not?
Why not?
Why not in this day and age? We don't care anymore. Yeah. Nobody cares.
Aren't we more tolerant of that now?
Done.
Right.
All right. That's a good point. All right. Ryan Hamilton, Craig Peters, Tony Del D in the house.
No.
Petey Mac, Craig Evans. Big day. It's a Friday. Come on back.
You're listening to the Dot and Tyler Radio Empire.